You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show and kia ora, Callum Devlin.
Kia ora, good morning.
How are ya?
I'm doing pretty good, yes. I am celebrating my dad's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to Callum's dad.
Russell.
Happy birthday, Russell.
Russell Devlin. He's not going to be listening because he lives in Christchurch, but...
happy birthday nonetheless. Callum, of course, you will be very familiar to listeners who tune in between 7 and 9pm on a Wednesday night.
As every week.
When you and Annabelle do the top 10, but you're here with one of your different hats on today.
Yes.
And that is one of your music hats as a member of Dateline, the band.
Yes.
And also your music video making hat as one half of Sports Team, making great videos. And this kind of comes together nicely because you have made a video for Dateline's most recent single, Dumb For My Age.
That's right.
And it's out now.
Yeah, it's on the internet. Looks good, sounds really good. Very, very excited to talk about it.
Give us a little bit of a synopsis of how the video kind of runs down, because there's a lot of wonderful green screen effects going on in this.
Yes, it's full of great special effects by myself and Annabelle, who Annabelle Keane is co-partner in the show and also making the videos. We've had the idea for ages to do something with like giants and miniature people. So it's like Katie is playing a sort of glam version of herself that has been haunted by Dateline band as like
tiny burrower
sized sort of gremlins and just destroys them.
It's like fantastically evil performance from Katie.
Yes.
And fantastically chaotic performance from the rest of the band being little miniature Dateline.
Yes.
It looks like a really fun thing, I guess, from the outside to be making music videos for bands that you like. From the inside, is that a fun thing to be doing as well?
I think it can be a little bit harder. Like, I know for making videos for Hans Puckett, which is my other band I play in, is usually pretty challenging just because you're so connected to the music.
Totally.
You have a sort of image for in your head already, so it's hard to sort of get a bit more of a perspective on it. Because that's what a good music video should be, like its own artwork.
Totally.
Separate from the song, and try and expand the world somehow. And if you're already in the world of the song, it can be tricky. But with Dateline, it's Katie's sort of brain child, and she writes all the songs. So
it's kind of, you've got that little bit more, I guess, like step of distance there, so you can have a
little
bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you and Annabelle have made videos for like the Beths and for, many New Zealand bands at this point, Jed Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to list them all off the top of my head.
Anthony Tonin. We did one for Lips, which came out like a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago.
So you've worked with like a lot of different people that I'm presuming these are your friends as well, but having mm-hmm. that kind of working relationship, do you get a little bit daunted sometimes coming into a project and being like, I want to do a good job for the Beths here, I want to make sure we make a nice video that goes with this track?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, absolutely. It's we have a rule with even if they're friends of ours, Annabelle and I have a rule that if it's not hell yeah, like if it's not, if we're not like totally jazzed up with the song, we won't do it.
Mm.
Just for the energy that you need to kind of put into a project, because it's very like high energy for a short amount of time, and so you need to really love the song. But
yeah.
Luckily we're friends with geniuses, so
it's great.
And also become friends as well. Like we're not like, I didn't really know Anthony Tonin very well at all before we started working together, but we had that video was due to lockdowns and everything. The process of that was over a year long.
Is this for entertainment, the one that's just been still on the playlist at the moment, actually?
Such a great song that we just were able to listen to on our own for over a year, and then it finally came out, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing as well, you have to be keen enough on the song to listen to it, I'm sure, like 100 times.
Yes, that's the other part with editing it. Yeah, you gotta listen to it a lot.
I think one thing that I love about sports team videos is that they are super imaginative, they're super funny, they are really well made, but they don't take themselves hugely seriously. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate in that Anthony Tonin video how you sort of jettison him off into space at one point, and he's kind of like playing his little MIDI synth in space. And, you know, with the Beths, you've got them like having aliens arriving from, you know,
yeah.
You've got all these like reference points that you'd never think of necessarily to put into these tracks. How do you guys storyboard an idea? Do you talk to the bands, or do you come up with something and then say, what do you guys think about this?
Sometimes the band will have an idea, but often they'll be like, hey, you guys make crazy videos. Here's the song. What do you think?
Yep.
What's your idea? And then Annabelle and I will come up with something. Probably come up with a couple of ideas. And then we have us, I don't know, our brains work in different but usefully harmonious ways.
Yeah.
And so for the first step is just to like talk out the idea between the two of us. And if we're both on the same page, then it'll be a lot easier to communicate. Like the Merc video we did.
Yeah.
I think we came up, we sort of listened to the song and then was like, oh, pancake DJ pizza, rooftop party.
So such the obvious next step. This is for deep dive. It also involves, the most insane rooftop pancake party you could ever imagine. And then Merc kind of zooming off into the night on a motorbike at the end, which was like the least expected conclusion of that very unexpected video. It just looks like a really cool process to be a part of. And it's nice to see when you watch these videos, like people you recognize from the community popping up as extras and other musicians helping other musicians out with these projects. It creates a nice sense of like visual community.
Oh, that's really nice.
Oh, I love it. It's a really, it's a joy to watch those videos. Another thing that you guys have been making recently, which I have been loving so much, is the trash recitals for Under the Radar.
Oh yes,
where you've been getting local bands to recreate tunes of theirs on rubbish from the Under the Radar offices.
That's right. Yeah.
How has that been as a project? Have people been keen to do that, or have you had to really convince artists it's a good idea?
Similar. It's like people are either they're really keen or they're really not keen. Surprisingly, we've had people turn down our offer of trying to play their song on rubber bands and
pencil cases
and bins and wine glasses and stuff. But the bands that are really keen. I was just editing the video for, we've got Shepherd's Rain coming out next week.
Oh, cool.
Which they were just phenomenal. I can't wait for people to see this episode. Like,
so that is like Pacifica metal music made on rubbish.
Yes.
I am unable to visualize it, but I'm excited for what it's going to look like.
I honestly sort of like cut the interview section as short as I could so we could have as much of their like actual performance as possible, because they're so so good, such good musicians, and like totally tore it apart. I can't wait for that to come out.
How did you get into making videos? Was it something that you kind of like fell into accidentally, or did you sort of decide, no, this is what I'm going to try and do as my job at the moment?
I think it's music videos was, I don't know, that's happened out of our relationship with musicians and just for Hans Puckett, just needing videos.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to make movies, and I think that the music videos are just these, both good training ground for like, you know, the practical, like getting out there, putting a crew together and like filming and budgeting and editing and working all that stuff out, but also just burning through ideas. Like,
yeah.
Trying to get through all of the, like for this Dateline video, I've had this, or at least this a similar idea to this in my head for years, like wanting to do something like this. So it was really fun to be able to get to put it into a video. Just what if we just got a band and filmed them from a height on a green screen, and just like shrunk them down into the video, you know. Yeah, it's just funny. And yeah, so burning through all of our good ideas and just forcing us to come up with
Fantastic.
Something else?
Well, the Dateline video is great. If people haven't gone and seen it, they should start there and then work their way backwards through sports team videos, I reckon. Dumb for My Age is the song, and it just came out this week. And Dateline are going to be playing this weekend at the fantastic Festival of Sun Return.
I can't wait for that show.
It is going to be so cool. It's so many awesome local groups. And of course, Dateline, who I think we kind of think of as an Auckland band, but like Katie lives in the Hawke's Bay now. So we actually don't get to see Dateline play very often. So that's a reason enough to grab a ticket and head along. Another good reason is supporting Sun Return as a label, which is producing great music and supporting the community through that process as well. And it is all happening at the Whammy Bar Wine Cellar sort of area tomorrow. Tickets are on Under the Radar. If you get them now, I think they're $20. If you get them on the door, it's $30. So go and do it.
Come along. It's going to be a really good party, I think.
It is. Hey, Callum, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We're going to listen to Dumb for My Age now by Dateline. And everyone go and watch the video. It's awesome.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.